Let's talk to Dr. Nuala O'Connor. She's a GP in Cork and lead advisor on COVID-19 at the Irish College of General Practitioners. Dr. O'Connor, good morning and thanks for taking our call again today.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell me about what you're seeing in practice and what you're hearing that other GPs are seeing in recent weeks.
Well, in around the country, actually, there's very little evidence of COVID transmission on the ground. But just in the last week or so, we have noticed an increase in people presenting with sort of symptoms possibly suggestive of respiratory type symptoms. But I suppose we know from the figures that were released last night, the 23 new cases, that is more than we've had for a while, and I think what it does is it reminds us there are numbers to be concerned about. It's just a reminder that it's our personal behaviours that will ensure that we do not have a second wave of this highly infectious virus. And you know, we know what we need to do. We've been so good in this country. The public have been really good at observing the measures that have been advised to get this virus under control. We've had freedoms back and we've all been enjoying them. And I think it's what's really important. This is a reminder to us that we need to be careful. We need to avoid crowds. We need to avoid poorly ventilated spaces. We really do have to observe the social distancing. Yes, we can enjoy going out. We can enjoy meeting our friends. It's lovely to be able to go to a restaurant. It's lovely to be able to go and get your hair done. But we need to do these responsibly. And if we all behave responsibly, and I believe the vast majority of the country is still behaving responsibly, as Philip Nolan has said there, the numbers are small. We don't want to be scaremongering people, but it is, you know, it's just sounding a word of caution that we all need to be careful about our personal behaviours.
Tell me about people with symptoms. Are they coming to practice? Are they ringing you? And are they doing it on the same day or are they taking their time?
I think there's a bit of a mixture there, and I think it is important that we get the message out there that if you develop symptoms, we now know that with COVID-19, some people develop very mild symptoms. In fact, we know a lot of people don't actually have any symptoms at all, and that's why the 2 metre distancing is really important. But if you develop even any mild symptoms, we really need people to contact their GP as quickly as possible. But more importantly, we need them to take themselves out of circulation. So, you know, if you've been planning to go out, meet with some friends, and you're feeling a little bit off, don't go. You know, don't go to work. Take yourself out of circulation. Contact us by phone. We can talk you through the symptoms and organise to get you tested. And the other thing I think that's important is that if you are identified as a close contact, it's really important, again, that you take yourself out of circulation and that you go for testing as advised by the HSE. Because what we want to do with getting in touch with people earlier who may have been exposed to this virus, before they develop symptoms, if they take themselves out of circulation, that's how we can actually contain the virus and keep it from spreading to as little people as possible within these clusters that Philip Nolan was just talking about.
Are people wearing masks in your practice and in other GP practices?
Yeah, you know, I think it's growing the whole time. I mean, obviously, as doctors and nurses, we are wearing masks when we're in contact with patients, and we're encouraging everybody to wear face coverings, particularly if they're in waiting rooms. In most GP surgeries around the country, the car is still the waiting room a lot of the time, but obviously the numbers are going up. You know, there's a lot more people coming, which is brilliant. People are coming look after non-COVID needs, so that's because we were very concerned about that for a while. So it's really important that people do come to us with their concerns, and we can see people very safely. But we are going to have to start, as the numbers going up, we're going to have to start using our waiting rooms as well. So a waiting room is an enclosed public space, so it's really important that people would wear face coverings when they're in that waiting room. And again, remember, you're wearing the face covering to actually protect the others around you. So the face covering is to catch any any secretions, even if you're feeling well, if you're in that asymptomatic phase, it's actually to contain any virus that might be coming from your upper respiratory tract within that face covering, so you don't spread it to other people who might be in the waiting room.
What are you expecting in the autumn when our lives go more indoors, our children go back to school, hopefully, and inevitably there is going to be an awful lot more coughs and respiratory symptoms in circulation?
Yeah, there is, and you know, the viruses other than COVID will be back again. So normally, you know, as people circulate more, viruses do start to spread. So we will get the RSV virus, we will get the flu virus, and it's going to be very difficult to distinguish between them. But you know, the measures that we need to do are exactly the same, because they're all respiratory viruses. And so if we observe this social distancing, if we're really careful about our hand washing, we keep our hands away from our face, we cough into our elbows, and we wear the face coverings, you know, when we're on public transport or in the shops, it's all the same measures that are going to stop the spread of the viruses. But it's really important, we have to learn to live with this virus. You know, and I think that's, I suppose, the message to people. We can learn to live with this virus. We do know how to contain it. We do know how to prevent transmission within our community. We've done it. It's still under control, very much under control. But this is just a warning to us that we do need to be careful. And that would be our message to people, that it's your every single person in this country, it is their personal behaviours that are going to ensure we do not have a second wave of COVID-19. And that would be our appeal to people, is to enjoy your freedom safely.
Before I let you go, you were mentioning about people enjoying freedoms again, about seeing people, going out for a meal, perhaps getting their hair done. And for many people, that has also meant going back to playing sport in the last few weeks. And we know that Darren was talking earlier about GA activity, including training, and a challenge match having to be cancelled in a part of County Cork after a suspected case at a team there. And that is going to arise for teams that have gone back to play in the last few weeks.
It is, and it's unfortunate, but then, you know, we have to act responsibly, because you know, that's like taking yourself out of circulation. So if there is a concern that there's a risk of spreading a virus, then the best thing to do is be cautious, because if we're cautious and if we respond when we have symptoms or there's a concern, and we just take a little pause, we take ourselves out of circulation for a while, we can make sure that we stop the virus starting to spread and take hold within a community. So I think it's good that the GAA and everyone is being cautious about this.
Dr. Nuala O'Connor, GP in Cork and lead advisor on COVID-19 at the ICGP, thank you for speaking to us.